Elk Point. Elk Point Town Council continued their ongoing search for new opportunities at their February 28 meeting, with one opportunity arriving earlier that day in the form of an invitation to join the town of St. Paul and other area communities at upcoming trade shows in Edmonton, Sherwood Park, and Fort McMurray. Sao Ken Guoged presented council with a rundown on what attendance at each of the three shows could cost, and Kaun Jason Borse reminded council, "We're on a very tight budget this year." However, on learning that Marianne Jenke of Alberta's Lakeland has obtained a triple-size booth for the Edmonton Boat and Sportsman Show and STEP will be covering the booth cost there. Kaun Dwayne Yaremkovich noted that, "This is a huge show and it's a great opportunity to invite people out this way," adding that his and Jenke's involvement with Muni Corps and the Iron Horse Trail would also be showcased at the event. Kaun Tim Smirica felt he is okay with Edmonton. "I don't think Sherwood Park or Fort McMurray appeal to me. We've got sport fishing and a lot of other activities to sell at the Edmonton show." Mayor Parrish Tung said that as he is not involved in fishing or camping, he would not be going, but agreed this is an opportunity to showcase the area. A motion was passed to send one representative to the Boat and Sportsman Show. Another opportunity came in the form of a memorandum of understanding between the town and Portage College for a three-year agreement starting May 1, 2024 for the college to waive fees for town employees and elected officials, reflecting the college's support for lifelong learners and the town's support of work-integrated learning opportunities. Council agreed to the proposal and the benefits it will provide. Council also approved sending a representative to the Northern Alberta Alliance for Growth and Opportunities meeting April 10 in Lac La Biche, and the attendance of Mayor Parrish Tung and Sao Ken Guoged to the March 7 meeting of the Regional Healthcare Group. Water and Power. After consultation with Fire Chief Bryce Osinchik, who confirmed that the firefighters would not charge the town for the time spent filling swimming pools and hot tubs, council gave their approval to the pool filling policy, with the stipulation that the fees for delivery in town and within a 4 kilometers radius of town will go to the firefighters' fund for the purchase of tools and equipment. Water was also the topic of one of the evening's committee reports, with Kaun Dwayne Yaremkovich telling council that the Elk Point Golf Club had a very successful year in 2023 but is concerned that they could have water issues this season. "There is a spring by the pump we use to fill the club's dugout," he said, questioning if it would be possible to dig a small dugout beside the creek where the spring flows in, which if successful could also be used to top up the neighboring fish pond. Council agreed that the possibility of a dugout would depend on Alberta environment, and that the next step is to consult with Manager of Operations Jay Duffy. A power line in the Diversity Industrial Park is the subject of a request from Frog Lake First Nations Miniskama Pay Mitso Project for assistance to subdivide a corner lot crossed by a power line from the 35-acre parcel recently obtained from the town. Administration was directed to submit a subdivision application to Municipal Planning Services for the parcel.